Efforts are underway to speed vaccine development and delivery in 72 countries over the next 10 years. New studies say that would save the lives of more than 6 million children and save billions of dollars. But advocates say poor countries may not be able to pay for the expanded immunization on their own. As a result, there are calls for greater international investment. The World Health Organization estimates nearly 2.5 million children die every year because they have not been vaccinated against preventable diseases. Two new studies, published in the June issue of the journal Health Affairs, say that doesn't have to happen. They report on the effects of vaccinating 90% of children in more than 70 countries. The vaccines would target pneumococcal pneumonia, diphtheria, pertussis or whooping cough, tetanus, measles, rotavirus, malaria, and Haemophilus influenza type B, also known as Hib disease, which is a brain infection. Dr. Oren Levine is executive director of the International Vaccine Access Center at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
Every day, millions of children die needlessly, and for relatively small amounts of money, we can save those lives. If you consider that saving 6 million lives over a decade is like saving the population of Ireland just with vaccinations, it's pretty obvious to see that this is an incredible opportunity.
Levine says the return on investment would be great.
We're estimating that over the next 10 years, while saving 6 million children's lives, we can also generate savings or economic values of between $150 and $230 billion.
For example, healthy children mean families are not burdened with medical costs, and that can keep them out of poverty. While two new studies promote the benefits of childhood immunization, a third study by the Gavi Alliance and Results for Development Institute says poor countries will be hard-pressed to pay for expanded vaccine delivery without substantial outside support.
What we have is a shortfall over the next several years of about $4 billion. And next week in London, international governments will be sitting together to make pledges to help fill that funding shortfall. When people hear $4 billion, I think that this is a huge number. And in many ways it is. But realize that essentially for the price of a latte coffee, you can buy a dose of a life-saving vaccine. This is really within the reach of everyday citizens and their governments.
Researchers say low-income countries could pay a modest share of the cost, about 20 cents per dose. Dr. Levine says he believes it's possible to eliminate many childhood diseases in developing countries.
I say this from personal experience. We've seen it here in the United States. If you talk to pediatricians who are about 45 or older, they will tell you, we used to see children with bacterial meningitis due to Hib and pneumococcus all the time. And now that we have been using these vaccines in this country, we basically never see them.
In recent days, there has been encouraging news about vaccine prices. Vaccine makers announced they were cutting the price by as much as 60% in some cases. Levine says it's some of the best news regarding vaccines in the last 10 years. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.